I once saw a letter from the Chazon Ish, and in his most eloquent way, I think he expressed a yesoid that I believe is really the yesoid ha-yesoidus. And he gives a mashal and he writes, Ha'odom b'chayim, a person in his life, Ketoya b'yarav, he's wandering, he's lost in a thick forest, Ein derech v'ein mesila, he doesn't see the road, he doesn't see a path, he's lost, he's helpless, and he's hopeless. But there's one eitzah. There's one way that this lost person could find the right way. Lulei she'mislavim imay eilu she'kvar avru. There are others that went before him, that went in the same forest, in the same choshech, and they survived, and they found the derech. V'yitziva b'zichreinem tziyunim, and they left us direction, they left us markers. The Hemelot Tzeirim Einayim, and they, these Gedolim, are for young, for us, for the young Dar, our eyes, our guide, our Or. They are the light in the terrible Chayshech. And then he writes, Ki Oz Madu Ragli Ha'olam Bekim Shmeinu V'Tachtachim, and this way we are prevented from falling into the different traps and the different thorns. Hazruim b'harim uvikoyes b'chol eretz achayim. The different difficulties that are spread around in a person's entire life. It's a very beautiful way of expressing, which I think is really an important yesod. And the older you get, every day that goes by, I think you'll see more and more the importance, the truth, the reality of this very penetrating muscle. That a person on this world, every day, living in the Olam HaNesoyin, the different challenges, the different obstacles, the different hurdles that one has to overcome. And Mitzad Echad, it's the Olam of so much opportunity, so much Yecholus. But then again, Mitzad Sheni, it's the Olam HaNesoyin. And a person, as you get older, you see, it's Mamish Ein Derech Ve'Ein Mesila. How do you overcome difficulties? How do you overcome Shverikaiten? And the Chazon Ish is telling us that the Yetzah, the only way to find the Or in the Choshech, the only way to find the path in the heavily wooded area which is no path, is to follow Gedolei Torah. The Gedolim that lived in the same forest went through the same Choshech, and they left us the Or, the way to go through the Olam HaNesoyin. And this is obviously the importance of following Das Torah, of asking Shailas, of looking for Adracha. But I think what's more important to us, the Tzeirim, the young ones, the hopefully the future Gedolei Torah, is to try to follow, to try to watch how Gedolim lived. How they went through the Olam HaChoshech, how they survived the Olam HaNesoyin, how they were Matzliach in this Olam HaNesoyin. And that's really what a gadol is in one word. A gadol is an or, a gadol is a lichtigkeit. And lately I was thinking a lot about this mashal. Being in the Olam HaNesoyin and being matzliach in the Olam HaNesoyin is only possible if we follow the derech that our lichtigkeit and our gadolim took. And I was thinking a lot about this lately. One of the greatest Oiris in our Choshech, in our Midwa, that's called America, who literally lit up the American Olam HaTorah, was Kishmoy Kehu Rav Shraga Feivel Zecheinu Levracha. He was the Oir in America that all Gedolim from all tribes in Rashi Yeshivas, Admoirim, Rabbonim, all said he was the one that brought Torah to America. And he was the path finder for us. And I once added, he didn't live in the America of Tufshin and Tess. He lived in the America of so many years ago, which is probably, there was more Choshech and more Nisyonos and much more difficult. And yet he was Zoicha to go through the forest, go through the Choshech, and literally he found the Derech to become what Rav Moshe writes in a letter, and I saw a copy of the letter, that Rav Shlaga Feivel was Avi Kol Bnei HaTorah BaAmerika B'Dor HaZeh U'B'Doras HaBoyim. He was the Avi Kol Bnei HaYeshivas. And he went through a choshech that was darker than our choshech, and he went through a derech that was more difficult. And I often thought, if we only we knew his secrets, if only we knew his Mila, his Or, if only we knew the Or Shraga, how he was Matzliach, certainly it would help us in our Derech and Aliyah, in our travel through the Choshech. But you know, often we hear about his accomplishments and what he Turaif, but not often enough we hear about all the difficulties and the setbacks and the outright failures that he encountered. In his times, Rav Quinn just told me the other day, even the Frumma Yidden were against him. They held us Torah, but not making yeshivas without college. It was unheard of, it was unthinkable. And I think here is a person, a Yid from Hungary. We don't know this, but when he was already a young Bach, he was 17, he was a Kamada Baki, they say a Baki in Shas. He was a Baki in Hilchas Mikvois. Hungarian Bacha, Hungarian Jungerman, as he came to America. And he literally, and this is not a good one, he literally took on America. He fought with Balabatsim, he fought with other people, and he was zoicha to become the Avi Kol Bnei HaYeshivas. And that wasn't the only obstacle, that wasn't the only choshech that he had to live through. He was a person that was meduke b'yisurim, he was a sick person called Yomov, he wasn't Ma'arich Yomim, he was nifted at a very young age, he was only 62 years old. And Rahi once said, he's Malumid B'Yisurim Kol Yomov. And you look at this Or Shraga, this picture of a person. He fought against the world. He had difficulties in his Yonis. He had failures. He did have some setbacks. But most importantly, look what he accomplished. He went through the Midbar of America that was so much more challenging. And besides all the difficulty, look at the Milas that he had. Unusual Milas, I don't mean his Eluyishkeit, that's nothing to talk about. If we talk about his Eluyishkeit, it doesn't affect us. But the Midas that he had, that we could learn, we could try to follow, the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh that he had to Torah, besides giving up of his life, literally, the Koiches he put in. But one thing that to me is remarkable, I can really fully appreciate it, and probably you can either, but when he's building a yeshiva, the first yeshiva of its kind, and he heard of another yeshiva opening up, he sent his best talmidim. We can't appreciate that because you're not a Minasayan, but it wasn't like there were 20 yeshivas and he was the only yeshiva, and he sent his best brachim to start, quote, a competition. And he started many yeshivas, and he sent away literally the best brachim, his Mesiras Nefesh. Literally, that we'll soon see, Rav Quinn told me, he was at one point when the yeshiva had a very difficult, critical period, he worked until he really, literally was sick. The simcha he had in mitzvahs, the simcha he had in Limud HaTorah, the anivus, we could learn the anivus from him. You know, I was here, Baruch Hashem, in our Shraga, we had heard 25 summers, and we always heard about him, stories and of this over the years. But just recently, I when I read the book a little bit, I heard from Rav Quinn, he was a Goyen Olam. He was a 17-year-old Bacha, and the Arugas HaBoisim gave him to read over the Tshuvas, and particularly Hilchas Mikvois. There are people that, older people, that never even dare to learn Mikvois, such a complicated sugya, and he was a 17-year-old Bacha that knew Hilchas Mikvois. And yet he demanded to be called Mr. Mendelwitz. So all the years I heard it, I thought, okay, he was. But now you see the godless and godless and Torah, his hekaf and shas, anivus, simcha, mesiras nefesh, and all the difficulties he went through. There's a lot that goes into the Or Shraga, the Or Rav Shlaga Feivel. You know, it's like a beautiful prism. Let's see what a prism is. It's one color, officially, but it's composed of seven different colors that blend together, that harmonize, that make up one light. And I think that's really a description of the Or Shraga. He was a lichtigkeit that lit up America, but he had so many different colors, so many different milas. And let's try to figure, what was the nekuda? What was the nekuda's hazohav? And I think there is one nekuda that really was the shayrish of all his milas. It was the shayrish of his accomplishments of becoming the avikol yeshivas. It was the shayrish of his mesiras nefesh, of working in the most difficult gezunt and most difficult opposition and ridicule. And it was also the shayrish of his gevaldige milas of simcha, of anizis. And I think there's really one nekud that I'd like to say, that I think we as B'nai Yeshivas, that I think we have to take with us as we travel along this choshech, this forest, and follow the Ursh Rag as we go on our own derech. This is not a hesped. I'm not ready to give a hesped. I never saw him, obviously. But I'd like to tell you what I think the nekud that we could learn. You know, I once typed B'derech, after B'derech Tzachis, but the Yisrael is Emes. Hesteda Yikra de Shikva means we speak about the goddess of the Shikva. But then the Gemara says also Hesteda Yikra de Chai. It's for the Chai to learn, it's for us to appreciate. Let's try to pick out the Nakuda that we could learn, that we could emulate and follow in our Derech HaChayim. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Daled, says a very surprising story. Reish Lakish, the Helig of Reish Lakish, as you know, started out as a listim, as a bandit, a ganif. And the Gemara says one day he saw Rabbi Yochanan was in the water, and Reish Lakish jumped over the water. So Rabbi Yochanan called out to him and said, Chelach l'raisa. Reish Lakish displayed such an unusual gevura. He jumped over the yarden. So Rabbi Yochanan challenged him and said, Chelach l'raisa, you have koiches, use it for Torah. Like Rashi explains, Kama koichacha yafa lizbal ol Torah. And the way the Gemara continues, that Tachavi, he married Rabbi Yochanan's sister, he learned and learned until he became the Heilig Gedroyser Reish Lakish. So you learn the Gemara, it's a maveldik, it's nishtefeshtein. Here he is, a ganif, a listen. And he has two words. Two words he has. Chelach l'raisa. And those two words had such a profound impact on him. Made such a change. From the listim, he became the greiser Reish Lakish. Two words. Chelach l'raisa. And the Mefarshim asked, what happened? How could those two simple words caused such a change, such a radical change from the listen to the grace of Heilige Reish Lakish? So I believe if those two words could make from a listen to Reish Lakish, it could certainly make from a Ben Torah, a Beret Ben Torah, from an Erlech Chayid, a Mo Erlech Chayid. What is in those two words, Chelach L'Raisa, that could really change a person's destiny in life? So I wanted to tell you what I think the pshat in this, and the message for us B'nai Torah on our Derech Aliyah in this Zaman of Aliyah, in the beginning of a new Zaman Habo Aleinu L'Toiva. I once heard my Rebbe Zohar Zayin Gezunt Avon Afu Shalema. He spoke Taka on the Yartzeit of Shag Gefeivel. Then it was the beginning of this Zaman in the Yeshiva. And I remember like yesterday he started off saying, we B'nai Torah could say Shalonu Shaloi. Whatever we have is Adankem, is thanks to him. And again, he was Meirich in that, how he was really the Miyasid of Torah. But then he asked, what was Tashi's Aslacha? How could one person challenge the world and make such changes, such remarkable changes in the Treifa America? So he said, and I'm quoting just Mamish Mila Mila what he said, because he felt he has a mission to accomplish. He felt he had a shlichus. The Rabbi Shalom sent him on a shlichus. He had a sacred obligation to do something with his life. The Eibishter gave him koiches. The Eibishter gave him a tachlis, and he never lost sight of the importance of using his koiches, of using his life. And then he added, one day, one day, in 120, he realized that he was have to go back to the Meshaleach, to the Melech Malchi and Lachim, and he would have to say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Asisi Shlichasecha. That gave him the koiches. That inspired him, that excited him, that energized him to become the Avi Kol HaBnei Yeshivas. He lived with the understanding that one day he'll have to say, Chazur Shlichus Eitzel HaBaal. That he had to accomplish something, that every day is another day of potential of doing something with the Matnas Alekim of life. And then he quoted the Medrash in Parshas B'Shalach, Ein lecha chavav lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is nobody beloved by the Eibishter k'may echad shenishlach lasei shlichus v'noisei nafshei latzliach b'shlichusei. The real chavav, the real liebling of the Eibishter is the one that is moisim nefesh to accomplish his particular shlichus. And this was the nekudas hazov, his lashon was the kav ha-merkazi that gave him, that made him the greatest Rabban Shal Yisrael. If we're allowed to, I guess we could put it in one line. He lived with Hakara that Ano Shlucha the Kutcha Berichu. Avada were all Abda the Kutcha Berichu. But I think there's something more deeper and more meaningful if you realize Ano Shlucha the Kutcha Berichu. The Eibishter took my neshama and fortified it and strengthened it and gave it koiches that I should achieve, that I should accomplish my particular shlichus. That was my own neshama, but the nekuda was this day. He lived with a understanding he has a shlichus to accomplish. And then he added something which later I realized the amitas advarim, the nikar in divrei emes. After he spoke a little about the Avraham Yefaivel, he turned to us, the Talmidim, and he said again, Kemat Bezeh HaLoshen, I'm just translating from his original Yiddish, that every person has his own shlichus and has his own tafkid in life, which is based on his potential, his koiches, his yecholus, his kishreinus, his chesreinus. Each person has his own shlichus. Loiri izeh, kiri izeh, each one is subjective, but each person has his shlichus. And that's the ikedin v'cheshmen that a person has to give liyasud lavai, that he will have to go back to the mashaleach, go back to the Eibush, to the melech malchim and lochim, and state emphatically, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, asisi shlichasecha. And he added, he thinks that's the pshat in what we say in the davening of Rosh Hashanah. Ki zeichet kol ha-yetzur lefanecha bo, maise ish ufkudosai. The concept of zichrein is how the Eibishter remembers everything. Maise ish ufkudosai. My Rebbe, yes, maise ish, we understand that there's a din on what you did do, what you didn't do, mitzvahs, averis. That's maise ish. Each maise the Eibishter is zoicha kol nishkachais, and there'll be a din v'cheshbon in everything we do. And what does it mean ufkudasei? If kudasei means what I did, that's maise ish. What is maise ish ufkudasei? So he suggested that ufkudasei means your shlichus. There's one din on what you did and what you didn't do. But the ikadin is kudasai. You had a mission in life. You had a shlichus in Lebanon. Did you fulfill it? Were you like the chavir by the Rebbeinu Shleim that was moitzi nefesh for your shlichus? And that, he said, is the ikadin. Were you mekayim your shlichus? Did you reach your potential? And he added in the Gemara in Yuma that chavayz and mebayz says, Shaul ba'achat, Shaul did one avera, and he lost his malucha. David, the two averis, v'shtayim v'olsalai. And in spite of the fact that David did two averis, he lost his malucha. So it seems unfair. And Taki the Mashah asked, v'chimasu panim yesh v'dava? Shaul did one averi, he lost the malucha. and David did too and he didn't? Where's the asher? So the mashal in the first parrot has a few words. The chet shol gadol b'yoysa the fishudava hanegeya l'malucha. Shol's chet was a chet in his malucha. He kept alive the agag and the behemoth, and therefore he lost his malucha. So Rebbe Zangizit was mazal. What's the pshat? What's the parrot? David did two aveiros, and that was terrible. But Shaul's aveira was in his shlichus. His shlichus was to be a melech, and he was chayta, of course, in his madrega, of course, a chota sire, but he was chayta in his shlichus. His shlichus, his tachlis, kudase was to be a melech, and in the shlichus he did an aveira. That, and his lashon was, of them idah, the sharps to din. You didn't fulfill your potential. You weren't a shliach neman. That's why he lost the malucha. And he said, that's really the ikad din v'cheshvin, is what we do if we are using our koiches. And this is the way he touched up why Rav Shraga Feivel was zoicha ketuayf so much. Because he lived with a never-ending desire to fulfill his shlichus, to do as much as he can. Years later, I heard from a Talmud that was there in the class. They were learning Pirush HaMilas and Tefillah, and the Shraga Feivel came to these words, Ma'ase Ishus Kudasai, and he posed the same question. What does it mean, Kudasai? Ma'ase Ish, we know, what is Kudasai? So he said, Kudasai means a person's tachlis achayim. A person's shlich is a person's mission. And that's a special din if you accomplish what you could have. And then he broke down and he started crying uncontrollably. His veves, who knows if I accomplished all that I could have accomplished. And that's when I realized, Nikarim Divrei Emes, that was his neshama. That was the yesod of his neshama, the yesod of his atzlacha. That was the aura of Shraga that lit up America, that lit up the Choshech, that was the Mesila, that was the path through the darkness. He lived with a sense of Achrayis, he had a Shlichus. He had a special Pekuda from the Eibishter that he is a Shlucha de Kutcha Berichu. And I guess it's not coincidental, there's a remarkable book, over 500 pages, written about his life. And the book, the title is Shlucha de Rachmana. That's what he was. He felt a specific shlichus. And let me tell you, Rabbi Yisai, there's a lot to say, there's a lot that has to be said about Ma'ase Ish of Kudasai, regardless his gewaldige Meilis. But as I said before, this is not a hesped. But what I want to say, just one nekuda. Doik v'tishkach. Think about it. It's this attitude, it's this understanding, it's this keen understanding that a person has a shlichus that is certainly, undoubtedly, the hezver of all his accomplishments and all his milas. When someone lives with an awareness, with a hergish, that he's a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that he was sent by Kutcha Berichu to Tuayf, to Fkudasai, then the direct product of that is all the milas that he has. Of course a person has problems, there's obstacles, there are nisyonos. But when someone realizes he has a mission, he has a shlichus, he also realizes there's a mishaleach. And the same mishaleach that told him to go bring Torah to America is sending him these nisyonos and sending him these obstacles. Because that's part of Aliyah. Like Chazal types, Kina Falti Kamti. Il Malila Nafalti, if there are no nefilas, if there are no difficulties, then there's no kima, there's no atzlacha. Obstacles, hurdles, difficulties are really the stepping stones to atzlacha. When someone feels he's a shliach, anah shlucha de kutcha berichu, then nothing stops him. Because he realizes that just like his shlichus from the Eibishter, so too the difficulties, and his difficulty in Gesund is also from the Eibishter, and that's part of his shlichus to overcome these difficulties. And he's a Hungarian Yid fighting America. But if the Eibishter sent him on that shlichus, if this is his kudasai, then he has the ability and the capabilities to be matzliach. Because that's the aleph of Avodas Hashem, that ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'chunyan b'yosef. No one has an nisayon if he can't be oimed b'nisayon. And this is why he was able to face all the difficulties and all the challenges in life, and yet be the Or Olam, to be the Marbitz Torah HaGadol. And this is why he lived with so much Simcha. It was a Gaiva de Kedusha, that he's a Shliach of the Eibishter to accomplish, and everything he did was a Gevaldik Simcha, because he's the Eibishter, Ein Lechach, he's the Chavah by the Eibishter, because he's working for the Eibishter. And obviously he had no time for the Narish and Narish, the Gaiva and Kovid, the Aviyah voice, Hatuma, the Aviyah voice of the Sterings in Avodas Hashem, that slows him up. Rebbe Zandizun once said, and this is fact, he never ever spoke Barab. He spoke in yeshivas, but never spoke Barab. There were times they offered him money, but he wouldn't speak Barab publicly. And Rebbe, no one knows why, but he said probably because he felt it would stare in Avodas Hashem. It would stare in his shlichus. He has no time for this. It was a narish recovered that he ran away from like Sam HaMoves, because there's no bigger spirit of Avodas Hashem than the narish and narish a guy than covered. And I think this is the nekuda. This is the nekuda of the Or Shraga. This is the dip that brought out the different lights, the different shenkites, the milas, the koiches, the gevura. And this is the derech we have to follow. That every person has to realize. And let me tell you, my rabbi say, if you're young and you don't understand, one day you will. That this is probably the most important yesod that you could hear in your lifetime. This is a yesod that's negeya to every single person, to every age, every type of person, in any occupation, whether he's a young bach, whether he's an elder bach, whether he's a younger man, whether he's a businessman, whether he's a doctor or a lawyer, whether he's rich or whether he's poor, whether he's in chinuch, not in chinuch. The most important yisoy that a yid has to constantly be aware of is anoa shlucha de kutcha berichu. That we, each person has his own shlucha. No, not to be a Rav Shraga Feivel, but to be yourself. To use your kaiches and to use your kishreinis and to use your yechailis and to fulfill your shlichus achayim. And this is something that a yid is not allowed to be masiach das from. He can't be like his chavah, he can't be like someone else, but he must be himself. And he must realize the mashaleach, that giving him a shlichus, and one day he will have to stand in the 120 lefnei melech malchei hamlochim, and he will have to proclaim Ribono shel Olam asisi shluchasecha. I later found that Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaar Beis Ois Chafalef, he kamat writes this in the Furish. His lashon v'lo yifakeach einav zulasi lasei shlichusai. A person should never lose sight of his shlichus. Ulekeit hayamim im asa shlichusai bi amuna yoshev uva verina v'simchas olam aroishai. Then he will have the simcha ke. Ya'eved asher sholcha ha'melech le'ever hayom she'ein ein of zulas al dov dvar shlichus. He has one tachlis achayim to fulfill his own shlichus. To realize ano shlucha de kutcha berichu. And I tell you, if only every yid would live like this. If only every person would live with this hakara. Believe me, Yiddishkeit would have a different panim. There's so much talent, there's so much yichayles, there's so much money that you didn't have. If everybody would feel this hergish, this achrayis, this responsibility, that we have a shlichus of haramas keren atayra, the world would look different. You know, I was recently in a bank, and I saw a very important looking person. Who was he? He was the probably the bank manager. He had the key to the vault, safe deposit box, which, as you could imagine, is the key to a lot of money. Now, the truth is, in reality, he didn't own the money, it wasn't his money. But he was a gizmer, so he looked important and felt important, probably is important. He's a gizmer of a large sum of money, although it's not his. But I want to tell you, and I want you to remember this, that I know somebody that's much, much, much more important and much more chashev than that bank manager. Someone that's a real gizbah, a real manager, who has full control of an oitza nechemot v'noira. And that is each and every one of you. You and you and you and you, each and every one of you is a gizbah on an oitza nechemot. Rabbi Zain Gesund once told me, a person is a gizbah of the greatest oitza in the world. And that's his neshama. And that's his potential in life, his future, his accomplishments, his contribution to Yiddishkeit. And he explained to me that really everybody, of course, is very chashev by the Eibishter, because everybody is original, everybody has his shlichus and his problems and his difficulties, lo re'izeh k'rizeh, but everybody has an oitzeh nechmud, and that's his own neshama, that's his future. And those that think that, I don't have a good kishon, I don't have a good family, I don't have anything going for me, maybe that's the real oitzeh, maybe that's the real nachas by the Eibishter, his krech, his being oimed b'nesayin, his overcoming yiyush. But every person is a gizbah on an oitzeh nechmud. And it's this machshava that I want to tell you tonight. Is the oil in the choyshech, is the derech in that terrible, terrible forest, Bosheis America, that a person should never lose sight that ano shlucha de kutcha berichu. Because this is the thought, this is the idea that gives, that yields so much bracha and so much hatzlacha for a ben taira who lives a life of anosh shlucha d'kutcha berichu. The product is hasmada in Torah, yegiya in Torah, simchas ha-Torah. After all, he's a shliach of the Eibishter, learning the Eibishter's Torah. And Taka of Shagat Feivel once said, he learned hasmada from Rabbaran. They once by a meeting, and it was a very complicated, very sticky question. And as they're walking out, Rabbaran was ahead of him, Rabbaran, they heard Rabbaran say to himself, yes, Vashteich Pshat in the Rajba. As soon as he left the meeting, he was back into the Rajba. That's a shliach of the Eibishter. And as soon as he's finished, he's back into learning. This is the machshava that a person, a ben Taira, what brings hasmada, what brings yegia, what the ikir, what brings simchas ha-Taira, and Vashteich for a Baal Abbas. It's this attitude that encourages, or better yet, demands, a kviyas itim la-Taira. After all, a person's tachlis achayim is not to make a living. Like we often said, I heard from an old Rav, a European Rav, he said, in America, mimacht aleben, ob malepnish, malepnish mitayra. And this thought of anosh shlucha dekutche brichu demands a person to stop making a living and start living, ki heim chayenu v'oirach yameinu. And it's this machshava that we all have a shlichus that encourages a person to be oisik in tzorchei tziba, to work, to be meyim kavod haTorah and karen haTorah. Rabbi Zain Gesund once told him a very amusing story. It was a bit uncharacteristic, but I think it was a very deep message. It was a reshiva that was collecting money by a gevir. And he kept on getting the runaround. He's not in, he's busy, he has a meeting. So one time when he came, this Rosh Hashiva went directly to the gevir and said, Was meint ihr? Are you coming of der Welt zu verkaufen Gatzkes? Do you think you came on this world to sell underwear? That was apparently his business. And that's a very strong, that's a meridik izog. a person, an Erlich Chayid, and he probably davened every day, but he has no time for the Eibishter's Torah? He has no time for Kvod HaTorah? Does he really believe that he was sent on this world to sell underwear? It's a bit sharp, but it's such an eye-opener. Because today there are so many people either that think that their Tachlis HaChayim is the business, is the law firm, is the practice, is any other occupation. But that's what making a living is all about. But the Shlichus, our Tachlis HaChayim, is not only to make a living, but it's also to live. To live for the Eibush, to live for Torah and Mitzvahs. Our Shlichus is to make sure V'chol Banayach L'mudei Hashem. And this is a machshava that brings the most out of every single person. And it's not my chiddush. Isn't this really the yesoid ha-yesoidus? Isn't this really the yesoid ha-chassidus? The shoyrish ha-avoida ha-tamima? Who doesn't know those famous words of the Mesilas Yesharim right in the beginning, where he writes, yesoid ha-chassidus, the shoyrish ha-avoida ha-tamima, you know what the Mesilas Yesharim is saying? The Yesod HaChassidus and the Yesod of Avodah is to realize Ma'aseh Ish Ufkudasai is our mission of their world. To realize that every person is a Shluch of the Kutcha Berichu. That's the Yesod of everything. That every person has his Shlichus, his particular oivtu that he has to accomplish. And I once added, you know, as you do with the Goyim, when he saw the Mesilas Yesharim, he said that if he could, he would walk by foot to learn from the Mesilas Yesharim. There's not an extra word in the Mesilas Yesharim. That was the Goyim's Harach, that's where the Goyim was Meiritz to say from Mesilas Yesharim. Look at the Lashon. Be medayik. I think you'll see an even more important Yesharim. He doesn't write ma choyva ba'olam. He writes ma choyvasoi ba'olamoi. You know what I think he means to imply? That each person has his own shlichus, that's based on his own surroundings, his own circumstances, his own situation. There's no one shlichus. There's no one choyv. It's based choyvasoi ba'olamoi. That means what's your particular shlichus in your world. Some people have a difficult life. Their shlichus is different. Some people are rich. Some people are poor. Some people are brilliant. And some people are schwach. There are so many variables. And each one's shlichus depends on his situation. The yesoid ha-chassidus v'asherish ha-voida, a person has to feel what my shlichus is, what my tafkid is, what's expected from me by the Eibishter. You don't have to be a Vilna Goyim, you don't have to be a Bochbeh, but you have to be yourself. With all your Shverkeiten, there has to be a Choy that you have to accomplish. And this, I think, is even more important. This is a toyus that people make that I think is the worst Derech Nefila. Many people live with an idea. Avada, Gedolim, have a mission in life. Gevirim have a special Tachlis HaChayim. Ashkonim, or the best Bach in the class, the biggest Eloi. But I'm not a Gevir, I'm not a Rosh Hashiva, I don't have the Echoilis to be a Rosh Hashiva. What am I? You know, like the Welt says, Ich bin ich kein Koyin, Ich bin ich kein Levi. Come, I Yisrael bin ich, right? I'm barely a Yid. So I'll follow the Gedolim, I'm Bottle. I went to my Rebbe Avertel, the Welt sagt, I hear this, I'm not worried. But with Zayim mit Klal Yisrael, with Zayim mit Rebbe Yisrael, I'll just go with the tide. But that's a fatal, fatal mistake. Because every person, every Yid, every person that is Zaychatu in Hashem the Kedaisha, has a Shlichus HaChayim, has Choyvasoi B'Yaylamai. It's true, if he's not the biggest Goyen, so that's not a Shlichus. But every person has his specific shlichus. And maybe for him it's harder. So by the Eibishter, the kav shaloi, his kav is more chashev than tisha kavim of someone else. Because based on his oilam and his yecholus and his talents and his deficiency, this is his chay. That's chayvasay b'yolamay. Each person has his particular shlichus. And no one's just here just to be a Reb Yisrael. Everybody is a shliach to kutcha berichu. I once saw a lashon from a tzaddik in the Sefer the Likutim. It's Ois Kufnun Dalid. It's mavel al harayin. It speaks volumes. It's a mamish shmuzin that you could take out of this lashon. And he writes, it needs a tzaddik to say this, but he writes, k'shem she'tzarech ha'odam lahamin v'ashem yizbarach. Just like a yid has to believe in the Eibishter, kach tzarech ha'odam lahamin b'yatzmai. He has to have a moon in himself. And that's where he ties to the pasuk, v'yaminu b'ashem uv'moisha avdei. The same emun as Zakeb Tzadik you have to have in the Eibishter, you have to believe in yourself. Which sounds mind-boggling. And he explains, what's the emunah? Ratzalayma sheyesh l'ashem yizbarach esikimai. That he's a shliach of the Eibishter. The Einei, she'einei toyo batol. He's not just another Reb Yisrael. She'bein halayla hoya ukechayse sodei, like one of the animals, chalila. She'la'acha misasem nevdu ve'einem ben layla ovad. He's not just another year, another person. Rak tzorech lahamin she'nafshei mimekor chiyis Hashem Yisbarach. He's a shliach of the Eibishter. Hashem Yisbarach mis'aneg. When he does the Eibishter's Ratzon, the Zehu Pirush of the Pasuk Vayaminu Vashem Uvamoisha Asim. Oyim Venoyer, the implication of that, that a person, the same way he has to believe in Eibishter, that's the Yisoidus of our Muna, he has to believe in himself. That he's a Shliach of the Eibishter. And the Fidarkenu, the belief has to be Anosh Shlucha de Kutche Berichu. I, no matter what, no matter all my chesroinus, and no matter my shvachkeit and the shvacha family I come from, or whatever it is, the difficulties, but I have to believe that I have a special shlichus. There's no such thing as kom ayid, or what tabi, what together with Klal Yisrael. Each person has his own particular shlichus. Imagine if every yid would live with this fire, that he's a shlich of the Eibishter. You think about Klal Yisrael, the firma yid, there is so many, there's so much talent, there's so much yecholus, there's so much money out there. If we put it all together, it's marvelous what Klal Yisrael could look like. Abachi asked me recently, we say in benching, v'neivosh v'leinikolein v'yoylam v'yed. And he asked me, what's chatting those words? And you know something? We say it once or twice a day. What's chatting those words? What does it mean, shalai nevosh v'lai nikolim li'olam v'ed? So I told him what I heard once from Abzalab Zalzayin Gesund. He spoke, I think, by Shal Shudas, and he said, the biggest oinish, the biggest yisurim li'asud lava is going to be when they're going to show a person what he could have accomplished. He had yecholus, he had talents, and each person has his own talents. And they'll show him, look what you are, and look what you could have been. And that busha, that chlima, is the biggest einish. He was on this world, he had an opportunity, and he lost it. And he typed, that's the pshat shalai nevosh v'lai nikolim l'olam v'ed. We should realize on this world our potential, so chalila it shouldn't come l'olam nevosh v'lai nikolim l'olam v'ed. You know what he's saying? That a person's tachos achayim is not the Selgachkis, or anything other Narishkeit, or stocks, or bonds, or anything else. A person has a shlichus, a person has a tachlis achayim, and one day he's going to have to go back to Melech Malchei Amlochim and say, Ribbono Shleilam, Asich Sishluch Asecha. You know, I once spoke to a very successful businessman, it was a Ben Taira. He rather manufactured and sold tires, that was his business, and he was very, very wealthy. And I met him one day, and he looked very down. He looked almost depressed. I asked him, what's the matter? What's with you? He said, I'm thinking a lot lately. I'm Baruch Shem Matzliach, I'm happy. But is this my Tachos HaChayim? Is this why I was born in a Shlepsuch and Eilam Hazeh, to sell tires? And he added, I guess jokingly, look at the tires, go to a solar car or go to another car of a mitzvah. No, I have a tachlis. But right of my life, I manufacture tires? Is that why I'm on this world, to sell tires? And it bothered him, and that day I met him, he said he came to a hachlata. He made a kabbalah by zich. Atkan. He's going to continue the business, but he's going to make two kabbalahs. Begufay uvimamoynei. He made a kabbalah by zich. Atkan. He's going to continue the business, but he's going to make two kabbalahs. Begufay uvimamoynei. Begufay, he's going to get involved in klal work. Bimamoynei, he's going to give much more money for tzedakah to help pick up Kavod HaTorah. This is a product. This is the Hatzlacha when someone lives with a Hakara Anosh Lucha de Kutche Berichu. That he realizes, Ma Chayvasei Ba'alamai, a person wasn't born to sit and sell tires. A person has to make a living, it's true, it's a mitzvah, Panasa, but we also have to live. We also have to Medaf Leben Eichet. Maisei Ishuf Kudasei. And you know something, Libi Aimali, this is the Pshat in the Gemara above Metzia. Rabbi Shlakish, who probably had a Hecher Neshama, he heard the most important message that a Yid has to hear. He heard the piercing call of Maisei Ishuf Kudasei. He heard that wake up call of Machai Vasei B'Yalamai. Rabbi Yochanan said, Cheilach L'Raisa. You know how deep that is? You know how penetrating that is? You have koiches. You have gevura. You have strength. Do you think the Eibishter gave you strength to be a ganes? Cheilach, you have koiches. L'Raisa. It goes for Torah. Because every koich and every strength and every talent has to be used for Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish, heard that call that electrified him. When he realized that a person's koiches have to be for a tachlis, that he has a shlichas. And it was that call, it was that ge'ara b'meivin, that made this unbelievable transformation from a listem to the greatest heiliger Resh Lakish. And I want to tell you, if there's one machshava, if there's one attitude, if there's one sugang that a person has to take with him when he travels along this choshech, this forest of Olam Haza, that when a person travels through the maze of Olam HaNasayin, if there's one lichtigkeit that lights up this Olam HaChoshech and that brings or in so much choshech, it's to live with this hakara that I'm a shliach of the Eibishter. Machai vasai b'aylamai. That each person is choshev, and each person, the Eibishter has an asik with him, and he has to have an amun in himself, just like vayaminu b'ashem uv'moisha avdai. Takar apaman, that shmuzi said, each person is different, and each person is unique. Ravoba has a similar shmuz in the Alei Shur. He writes, each person is a chad pami. In English we'd say he's one of a kind. And even if he's not the greatest, or he's not the best, or he's not the smartest, he's not the richest, but he, the Eibishter, has an Eisik with him. And he has a shlichus. And he's a shliach neman by the Eibishter. But I often say, every Vart Torah is not only a mechayev. It does not only demand from us, but it's also a mechayev. It also encourages us. It also inspires us. This machshava is not only a machayev, it's also a machayev. It also gives a person chizuk and esayiris. Because avada, I must tell you, along the way, in the derech hachayim, there are always esayiris, there are always obstacles, there are always hurdles that one that has to overcome. As the Mesil Sharim puts it, ha'adam le'niver el'alamad bin esayin. In yeshiva, it's the nesayin of seeing someone else that's better than you, smarter than you, has a nicer family, richer than you. All the different nesayinis that slows down a bacha ben aliyah. And then when you get older, oy, does a person feel the brunt of Olam HaNesayin. But then you have to say to yourself, in the biggest choshech, in the most difficult maze of life, in the Olam HaNesayin, you have to realize, Ano Shlucha D'Kutche B'Richu. Because what that means, behind every shliach, there's a Heilige Meshaleach. Behind every Yid, there's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Behind every Nesayin, there's a Nesayin HaNesayin. Or better yet, part of your shlichus is to overcome this Nesayin. And whatever the Nesayin may be, whatever the challenge may be, whether it's Gesund, or Panasa, or Bilbo Hadas, or Tirdis, or Mishpacha problems, or Shrachkeit and Kishrin, v'chulu, any difficulty, you have to realize that behind you there's a Meshaleach. There's the Eibishta that Maftiach us is not Ba B'Tshunya. And if that's your Shlichus HaChayim, then you certainly can overcome it. The Meshaleach knows the Shliach and knows what the Shliach could accomplish. I once gave a pasha to Marshall. Today you buy different appliances. So you see, the small paper says, inspected by one of the inspectors. Now what do they mean, inspected? That means he tested it, he checked it, he threw it on the floor to see if it could last, if it could withstand, if it could function properly. And when you buy it, you feel assured that this is not defective, this is not problematic, this is top-notch merchandise, inspected by a certain inspector. Every Yid, every single Yid that has an Neshama from the Eibishter has this guarantee that he's inspected by the Eibishter. Because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'Tshunyan B'Yosef, nobody has an Nesayin that he can't overcome. Because behind every shliach there's a Meshaleach, and behind every Nesayin there's a Nesayin and a Nesayin. You know, I just heard from Rav Quinn just the other day something that was mind-boggling. In Tuf Reis Tzadik Dalet, like if I wasn't even 50 years old, he was very, very sick. So he went to a doctor, a top doctor. The doctor says, I'm sorry, you have a hole in your lung. You have less than 5 weeks to live. Go home and write a year. Spend time with your family. You're not going to live more than 5 weeks. And as Quinn told me, he was there at the time, the prognosis was correct. Every doctor that he went to subsequently agreed that this was his matzah. So he said, Rav Shagafival told him later, for the first half hour when he came home, he was depressed. The first and last time in his life. And then he chaps himself. I'm depressed? The doctor feared the veld? Or the Eibishter feared the veld? He went to a different doctor and a third doctor, and they all said, Lamaisa, that's from the seas. He had a hole in his lung, and he didn't have penicillin, and of mamashay, it's a kind of nefashis. Lamaisa, one doctor decided that maybe if he lays in bed, and the friend described to me, they had to put 24 pounds of lead on top of his lung to let his lungs rest. And over a year, he stayed alone in liberty. And you think about it, the young man, in the prime of his life, and he was stricken with such a sickness, and mamish, he had a mamish Yeshua. You know what gave him the chizuk? I think it's the same nekuda. He realized, Ana shlucha d'kutche b'richu. And if the Eibishter sent me to bring Torah to America, and in the prime of his life he was stricken by this illness, he didn't just see the Nesayin, he saw the Nesayin and Nesayin. He didn't just see himself, he saw the Eibishter, he saw the Meshaleach, and he realized he has Koichis, he has the Echoilis. And that's why he was Zaycha to be the Ur of America, because he wasn't afraid of Nesayin. He realized that's also part of his Shlichus. And this is an achrayus that every ben Torah, every Erlich Hayid has to think about, the schus that we have of being a shluch of the kutcha b'richu and the frat in our time. You know, we spoke recently on Tisha B'Av about the concept of Mil Hashem Eilai, and we described what's doing in the world today besides the yeshivas, the terrible, terrible churban. And it was hard enough for me to speak then, and I'm not going to repeat myself. But let me tell you, we're in big trouble. You look around what's doing in the world, not just Borough Park, Flatbush, Muncie, Lakewood, but there's a churban out there. And every person, every yid, in every age, in every occupation, has an shlichus, has a special shlichus of being mar b'koy chamayim. We find in Tanakh, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chav Beis, Shaul heard, he thought that David was out to kill him. So the pasuk says that Shmuel got very angry, and he says, people were plotting against me, and no one told me. And then he added, Ve'ein chayla mikem olai. After he criticized him for not telling him of the imminent danger, he added, Ve'ein chayla mikem olai. No one got sick from this. The one time from Rebbe Zalazar and Gesund, he spoke about Kiddush Hashem, the concept. So there are two different tainas. First taina Shaul had was, why don't you save me? But then there was a second taina, a much stronger, a much bigger taina. I'm the melech. I'm in trouble. I have tzaris. It didn't bother you? You didn't get sick from it? It didn't make you sick that your melech is in such deep trouble? And then he said something very sharp that I think was important to hear. You look around today, the bezoyin haTorah, the bezoyin of Malchus Shemayim, the bezoyin of Tvoid haTorah, Lassud Lavoi, the age to have a tain on us. On us, B'nai Torah, the Bonim L'chav L'makayim, the Ein Chaylim became alive. Did it bother you? Do you care that 90% of Yidden don't know and don't want to know their Yidden? Did you do anything to pick up Tvoid haTorah? Did you live a life of Laharbois Kavod Shemayim, of Aramas Karen HaTayra? You know, that's really what Kudosing is all about. And that's what Anosh Shlucha B'Kutcha B'Richu, the Frat in our door is. An Erlich Hayid that has an open heart should get sick physically from the Churban Noira that our Torah HaKadosha is suffering throughout the world. And in a different Shmuz, Itaka said, because there's so much Choshech, there's also so much opportunity. And his Lashon was, in Heintige Zeiten, Oitzreis, Velgen sich in Gas. A person, there's so much Siyai to the Shmai because of the Choshech. And this is what I'd like to tell you. You're about to start a new Zaman, a new year, but it's really something for every day of the year. You have to live with a vision, with a sense of achrayus, of responsibility, that we all have a shlichus, that every person has chayvasai b'yaylamai. And for you, B'nai Torah, who are zaycha to be b'chatzai Hashem, and let me tell you, this is the most gebenched time of your life, you know your shlichus. Your shlichus is to vaksen learning, to steigen learning. And I heard from Rebbe, you must have heard from at least a dozen times, he must have said this whenever he speaks, the biggest chesed that we yeshivalite could do for the world, the biggest chesed we could do for the Yevishta, is steigen learning. And he used to be mayrich and this nekuda in such a daryasim like today. You look to matzis, how little gedolei Torah there are, how little toiskim there are, how little mabitzei Torah there are. And befrat today with the advance of technology, there are so many new shaylas, and you must have told me this a dozen times, who's going to pass in the shaylas? Who are going to be the ma'oris of Klal Yisrael? It has to come from our yeshivas. And then he added befrat in our times, the Helig Balei Tshuva, the Helig Achenu B'nai Yisrael that come from Russia, they need so much hadracha, so much chinuch, so much love. It has to come from the B'nai Yeshiva. And each Ben Torah's biggest achrayas, the biggest chesed, is to steigen learning, to be the next gedolei Torah. Because if it's not going to come from the yeshivas, where is it going to come from? There are so many nitzrachim, so many people that need guidance. It has to come from us. Rav Moshe, I once saw Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Yardeche, Legimel Sam, Simen Pei Beis. and his lashon. V'gam kol ben Torah v'loimed b'yeshivas hakadoshes tzarech lahasim el liboy churban haTorah hagadol shenasa ba'olam. You have to think about the churban, and more importantly, shehu chiyav gadol al kol loim de Torah v'yeshivas sheyistadlu liyes gedolei Torah v'hayra. Each one has an achrayus to become a gadol b'Torah. V'yirei shemayim tachtim shezeh inyan muchlach kol klal Yisrael. And he wrote this years ago. What about today? How many gedolim are left? How many amita Torah left? This is our achrayus to feel the shlichus of ana kutcha ana abda a shlucha de kutcha berichu. And I think befrat today it's easier for a person to dedicate his life to Torah. And I once said, we say in the vidui, hechlafnu oylam oymed ba'oylam oyver, that one of the most tragic viduyim we say is we left the oylam oymed, we left ruchnius, and we spent our time in gashmius. We switched the oylam oymed nitzchius for oylam oyver. A terrible, tragic mistake. But you know, Baruch Hashem, I have a schus to deal with balabatim often, and today I saw a strange phenomenon, a new phenomenon, which I think by the Eibishter is one of the most choshev nachas in galus. Today we see balabatim, and I know a few of them in particular, gevirim, successful business lights, that have done just the opposite. And I know a few, and they're so much chizik to me, people that have achieved a most unbelievable result. They were hechlafnu oylam oyver for oylam oymed. They left their business, they sold their business, and they were magdish their life for klal work, for tzarech tzibur. And I know a few of them, they were literally millionaires, they had enough to retire, and they were magdish their life to be marbek v'yit shemayim, to guarantee v'chol b'nayach lemudei Hashem. Today we see balabatim, not yeshiva, like balabatim, that live a life of machay vaseh b'olam, they were machlif oylam oymeid, oylam oyve for the oylam oymeid. And I'm telling you, when I see them, it's the biggest musa seida. To see people have the right perspective, people realize it's maisa ishuf kudasai. So for us, how much more important we have to use our time. Not to pot the site, not to waste time, but to use the time properly. Believe me, there's no bigger toiva you could do for Klai Yisrael and for your own neshama than to use time properly to steigen learning. Let me just be mesayim with what I heard from once, my Matke Schwab Zuchayna Levracha. It's a maveldike story, but I think the message is even more important. He said it was Tafshin, 1940, in Misparim. It was a tkufa, the beginning of the World War, a very, very difficult tkufa. And in that year, Reb Chaim Oizu was nifta, and Reb Shimon Shkop was nifta, and Reb Baruch Be'er, he went by Reb Baruch Be'er. Reb Baruch Be'er called in his Talmidim, he had to tell him a special message, he had to give them a shmooze. What was his shmooze? A very short shmooze. He told them, Rabboisa, yes, is a shas mochama, eis tzarehi liyatoiv. Obi Aveist, he said, and this is a Baruch Be'er's lashon, b'shas milchama oy b'general falt afilu apashat the soldat ken verna general. In other words, during war, if a general is killed in the line of duty, then anybody could replace him. Even a simple soldier could become a general. He doesn't have to grow, he is given the power immediately to be a ma'ala makam of the general. So Baruch Be'er told his Talmidim, yet is ashas milchama. Sayin Gashmias, it was the beginning of World War II, and Sayin Ruchmias, so many gedolim were nifta. Gedenk mein Talmidim, he said, b'shas milchama a general falt afilu a poshet the soldat a poshet the Talmud ken vern a general. There's a murder gesiyaita d'shmaya b'shas milchama, that even a simple person, even a poshet the soldier, could become a general overnight. And he used to add what he saw, the amicus of this. He says, and now in America you see young Goliath write Svarim. It was unheard of in Europe. And he once made a cheshbon. If you make a cheshbon of all the yeshivas in America, and this is not a guzma, ruba de ruba of the yeshivas in America, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Gedolim, are young Goliath. It's kamat rare to find an older Rosh Yeshiva. And he said, that's what the Baruch Be'er, the haftacha, the bracha, that Baruch Be'er gave us. B'shas milchama, even a poshut, the younger man, is zoichah to siyata d'shemaya, to become a general. Anybody with open eyes sees today is a shas milchama. Certainly beruchnius, when there's so much tzaras by Klal Yisrael, remember this, each one of you is a shlucha d'kutcha berichu, and now b'shas milchama, there's a gewaldige, gewaldige siyata d'shemaya. Oitzviz velgen zichim gas. If someone lakes through his cup, he lakes through his neshama, he puts his heart to the Eibishter's Torah, he'll be zoicha to siyata d'shemaya. And together when we steig in learning and we grow in learning, we'll be zoicha to the dream, the vision that we all hope for, to see v'chol b'nayach l'mudei Hashem b'ramas keren Torah. Hey, remain it, remain it.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.